Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is March 15, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about payment platforms PayDirect, Giropay and Quit merge under the Giropay brand. Google Pay launches new features to enhance user privacy in India. Thales brings contactless payment functionalities to Axis Bank's Wear and Pay Wearables program. Stripe raises a US$600 million MLN funding round to accelerate momentum in Europe. Lightspeed to acquire Venn to power global retail expansion. Now let's get started. Payment platforms PayDirect, Giropay and Quit merge under the Giropay brand. Giropay has announced the merging of online payment methods PayDirect, Giropay and Quit. The goal is to harmonize the payment methods for customers and retailers and create a uniform payment brand. In the future, the checking card should also be integrated, which would then be suitable for online use. Giropay has also introduced a new logo for the merger. The merging process will begin in May 2021 with the unification of PayDirect and Giropay. The aim of the multi-month transition phase is to establish Giropay as a higher-level payment brand for customers and retailers. Gradually, the Giropay money sending P2P function can then be integrated on the basis of the existing Quit procedure. Banks that are already offering their customers the Quit P2P process can switch to the Giropay money sending function in May. Google Pay launches new features to enhance user privacy in India. Google Pay has introduced features designed to improve privacy for India-based users, allowing them control over transaction data. According to Mint, the features include a toggle on and off button which allows users to forbid the sharing of their transaction data with Google Pay. Moreover, users can deselect transactions they wouldn't like Google Pay to use for providing a personalization experience. However, the deselected transactions cannot be erased from the server's memory, following a government mandate that requires transaction data to be stored by the service provider for at least 10 years. Furthermore, these changes are part of an app update Google Pay is planning to roll out. The privacy features will be shown up front for new users before signing up for the app, while for old users the new features will be displayed after they upgrade their old apps. Besides, the payments platform will not make any changes to its terms and conditions in India with this update, Mint stated. Thales brings contactless payment functionalities to Axis Bank's Wear and Pay Wearables program. Thales has partnered with Axis Bank to bring contactless payment functionalities to its Wear and Pay Wearables. According to the press release, Thales chip form factor will leverage TAPI Technologies' holistic payment solution to Axis Bank to further enhance customers' outreach by offering innovative purchase methods. Moreover, the company has managed to condense the technology of a contactless payment card into a tiny piece of secure payment technology Thales Gemalto FlexiTag that can be invisibly integrated into a vast range of wearable shapes and sizes. Axis Bank customers can therefore enjoy payment bands, key fobs, or loops to process fast contactless transactions, without having to take a wallet out. Furthermore, the wearable is directly linked to the customer's bank account and functions like a debit card. This allows purchases to be done at any merchant who accepts contactless transactions. Also, to ease accessibility, the Axis wearables can be purchased via phone banking or at Axis Bank branches. Stripe raises a US$600 MLN funding round to accelerate momentum in Europe. Stripe has raised a US$600 million funding round, at a US$95 billion valuation, to expand its European operations. According to the press release, its primary investors include Allianz X, AXA, Baillie Gifford, Fidelity Management and Research Company, Sequoia Capital, and Ireland's National Treasury Management Agency, NTMA. The company will use the capital to invest in its European operations, and its Dublin headquarters in particular, support surging demand from enterprise heavyweights across Europe, and expand its global payments and treasury network. Furthermore, of the 42 countries in which Stripe powers businesses today, 31 are in Europe. And many of the continent's largest and fastest-growing companies are building on the platform. Axel Springer, Jaguar Land Rover, Maersk, Metro, Mountain Warehouse and Waitrose have all recently turned to Stripe to grow and diversify their online revenue, or move faster on their transformation projects. Meanwhile, Europe's hypergrowth companies such as Deliveroo, UK, Doctolib, France, Glowfox, Ireland, Klarna, Sweden, ManoMano, France, N26, Germany, UiPath, Romania, and Vinted, Lithuania, all build on Stripe to compete on the global stage. Overall, in 2021, Stripe will continue to build its global payments and treasury network, further expanding its suite of software and services to help ambitious businesses drive more revenue. Stripe will also soon be available to millions more businesses in Brazil, India, Indonesia, Thailand, and the UAE. Lightspeed to acquire Vend to power global retail expansion. Lightspeed has announced it has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire Vend, a cloud-based retail management software company. According to the press release, the acquisition strengthens Lightspeed's global retail base and reinforces the company as a premier omnichannel retail platform worldwide for high-performing small and medium-sized businesses. The acquisition also builds on Lightspeed's foothold in Asia-Pacific, approximately doubling the company's customer base and expanding its retail footprint in that region. Furthermore, the combination of Lightspeed with the talent and technology of Vend will help to further growth by ultimately providing the Vend customer base access to the company's broader commerce solutions, such as Lightspeed Payments, Lightspeed E-commerce, Lightspeed Loyalty, as well as future access to the Lightspeed supplier network. Overall, Vend generated revenue of approximately US$34 million and GTV3 of more than US$7 billion in the trailing 12-month period ending the 31st of December 2020. Lightspeed will acquire Vend for a total estimated consideration of approximately US$350 million, satisfied by way of payment on closing of approximately US$192.5 million in cash and the issuance of subordinate voting shares in the capital of Lightspeed valued at approximately US$157.5 million. The deal, which is subject to customary closing conditions and post-closing working capital adjustment, is expected to close towards the end of April 2021, subject to the receipt of applicable regulatory approvals. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.